and welcome. It's our number three. Our number three of our radio program. We pull out the Maller report card. We grade a rant. We parse the words of LeBron James. Now, LeBron James long gone like a house by the side of the road in the postseason. He gone. But he's commenting on the injuries around basketball. Kawhi Leonard, the latest star player to go down with an injury for the people's team, the Clippers. LeBron taking advantage of that injury to say that I told you he's the I knew it all along guy about the injuries. We give a letter grade on LeBron's rant. We'll do that right now. Here it is, our number three. The cries of a king, a self-titled king. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we throw verbal haymakers coast to coast, border to border, and beyond the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the sweatshop, slaving over a hot microphone here at the Fox Sports Radio studios. And good to have you along this hour and the hour dedicated. We're going to do a basketball monologue, but it's not about any particular playoff game. We're not going to sit here and wax poetic about what a great night it was for me as a sports fan watching the Clippers come back from down early against Utah and Doc Rivers just absolutely collapse as his Sixers blew a 26-point lead. But our lead coming from the actors world, because really at this point, LeBron James is an actor who moonlights and plays basketball. He's been eliminated. LeBron has been eliminated. He's not coming through that door in the NBA postseason. He's not. But he did toss out some hot takes. I don't know if you saw this or not. But King James, I'll give you the inside skinny on this, the thumbnail version. So LeBron James chose to pile on the NBA, very upset, after Kawhi Leonard, it was announced, is injured and likely will not play any time again for the Clippers in the postseason, although there's some saying he might come back if the Clippers get to the NBA Finals. In a long social media diatribe, more of a lecture, LeBron had a lot to say. He said, quote, they all didn't want to listen. They all didn't want to listen to me about the start of the season. I knew exactly what would happen. I only wanted to protect the well-being of the players, which ultimately is the product and benefit of our game. That's like Larry Brown used to say, our game. Our game, please. All right, quote continues. These injuries aren't just part of the game. It's the lack of pure rim rest before starting back up. Wham, 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 wham. He then said eight, possibly nine All-Stars have missed playoff games, most in league history, he cried. This is the best time of the year for our league and fans, but missing a ton of our favorite players. It's insane, said LeBron. If there's one person that knows about the body and how it works all year round, it's me, it's LeBron. How am I doing, by the way? Is my LeBron impersonation, am I dramatically? All right. Quote continues, I speak for the health of all players, like Mother Teresa. I added that part. LeBron continues, I hate to see this many injuries this time of the year. Sorry, fans. Wish you guys were seeing all your favorite guys right now. Wham, 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 wham. All right, let us discuss the question, what letter grade do you give LeBron James on his rant? Now, I'm going to dust off the Maller report card, grading LeBron, parsing the words of LeBron. So LeBron is complaining that the players are hurt because they had to come back after the bubble and start around Christmas, and this is why everyone's getting hurt in June. All right, so Maller report card, F minus. Maller report card F minus for LeBron. Now let me hold your hand here. I'm going to explain this to you like you're 5 years old. Okay, explain it to you like you're 5 years old. You've got the church lady, the barber shop, and horse manure, and we will combine all of these things together and make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to do it for Jerome in Kansas City. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. Now, LeBron is judging this without having all the facts, which is amusing. The guy that always brags about doing his homework, another demerit for LeBron. He has reached an unwarranted conclusion based on a small sample size. King James, in this one, he's an opportunist. LeBron is an opportunist. He's taking advantage of Kawhi's injury, and he's like, let me make this all about me. I'm going to make it all about me. It's not about Kawhi. It's about me. Boo. Yeah. Well, he takes a bow. And even while being wrong, right, he's taking a bow, and he's not right. What a joke. All of a sudden, LeBron is worried about the rash of injuries. Now, why would that be? Could it be because LeBron is ready to walk the red carpet for a movie premiere and then go to Cancun with the rest of the Lakers who've been eliminated from the postseason? As the church lady used to say on Saturday Night Live, well, isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient? Let's flash back in the hot tub time machine. We're going to go on the way back to 2020. Set the time machine to 2020. You remember back in the day, I barely remember this, when LeBron James was furious that so many key players from the Miami Heat suffered various injuries, devastating the Heat in the bubble finals. You remember that? I mean, these are key rotational players that were knocked out, derailing the Heat from beating.
LeBron James.
I mean, LeBron. Yeah, I missed those tweets also. I missed those comments by LeBron. I missed those. Maybe you saw them. I didn't see them. King James is not giving back his Mickey Mouse bubble ring, his little trinket. He's not giving that back. But the Miami Heat, I mean, their team fell apart. They crumbled. They had all that time off before the bubble. Now, part B of this. LeBron. What he's implying here is rather obvious. It's right between your eyes there. It's right, look at your schnozola, right in front of your schnozola there. LeBron is implying that the NBA, they put money first over player safety, and I had all the answers because I'm a scientist. Okay. Now, the first part of that is simply not true. LeBron is reinventing what has happened. The players' union, which I believe LeBron is an active member, they had to give their blessing and say, okay, we're good to start the season now. We're good to do it. Everyone knew the financial ramifications, the situation, and that is why it was advantageous to start prior to Christmas. The sugar daddies of the NBA are television. Television wanted games on Christmas. And the league and the players have a partnership. From what I've been told, the union saw the same financial numbers that the NBA had. They saw the books. And they found out how much money would be reduced from the television money if they didn't start when they were going to play in December. If they started in February or something like that, the difference. And so the players were like, "Well, we would rather not go to the barbershop and get a haircut. We don't want our salaries cut. So instead, we'll show up and we'll play games." But for LeBron to make this a sob story. It's a classic LeBron James, right? Passive-aggressive. NBA players had roughly 4.5 months of time off once the world shut down when Rudy Gobert became patient zero. I remember Rudy Gobert goes out, NBA shuts down for about four and a half months. So they get 4.5 months of vacation, a little vacay, from their job, the NBA players. Then they are called back, but not everybody. Right, not everyone's called back to the bubble. Some teams didn't go, but the teams that did show up to the bubble played at the most 2 months, likely just less than a month or 1 month.
The bubble.
And then they got another 2 months off before the new season. So using Mahler math, out of an eight-month window, your average NBA player had at least 6.5 months off. Some of them, though, had out of that, they had roughly 7 months off, 7.5 months, or the numbers on that are insane. So 4.5 months vacation, come back, play a couple months, and then get another couple months off. So it's like 6.5 months, give or take. Now, if you're a top flight physical specimen, and you tell me I'm wrong on this, pro basketball players always like Zeus, Adonis, somebody like that. They bill themselves as that. And they seem to be in pretty good shape when I watch these games. Could it be that these guys haven't actually taken care of their body and that's why some of these guys are getting hurt? I mean, that's one theory. I would say that you should play 100 games or so, be able to play 100 games a year or roughly. And you're talking about playing every 3 days, most of the time. A couple days off between games. And these guys are like, well, it's a hard labor camp. And I know for a fact, you know, I've been out Pauley Pavilion, Westwood in the off season, and these guys are playing every day. The guys that live in L.A., I've heard the same thing goes on in Miami and in other parts of the country where the NBA players play. They're out there balling all the time. They're playing pickup games. But, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, we got to play these games. And LeBron, the scientist, well, if you play X number of minutes, you're going to get, you know, stop. All right, final point. So for those in the media and the fans who are writing LeBron James, let me spit out some facts here, some more facts. So his hypothesis, LeBron's hypothesis about the injuries being because of the quick turnaround, it's flawed. It's horse manure. It's absolute horse manure. Correlation does not equal causation. I feel like we say that every day here. You cannot assume a cause and effect relationship from this alone. Kyrie Irving was hurt stepping on someone's ankle, Giannis Antetokounmpo's ankle. Joel Embiid is made out of glass. He's a player that can't handle playing the full amount of minutes. He's fatigued. We saw it in the game last night, the game that just ended here a few hours ago. Anthony Davis is Humpty Dumpty. Those guys would have been hurt if they had 9 months off in a tropical paradise. Kawhi Leonard, he came down awkwardly, and he's got an injury history also. That had nothing to do with a quick turnaround. Kawhi didn't play every game. He took plenty of time off. Chris Paul's got COVID. How is that somehow related to the fact that the NBA came back and played? And as far as LeBron, he's 36 years old. Older players get hurt. That's not new. That's not new. The real story here is LeBron James needed the spotlight to shine on him. And so he's decided, I would like to be the I told you so guy. I told you so. Mr. Know-it-all. Nobody likes that guy. Does anyone like that guy? The Mr. Know-it-all guy? The I told you so guy? The equivalent of kicking a person or a league, in this case, when they're down, and pouring salt on an open wound. He cannot stand LeBron that he is not right in center square, and everyone's focusing on him. He wants all the eyes on him, and he's making this rash of injuries somehow a LeBron James story, when, spoiler alert, it is not a LeBron James story. Sorry, it is not. All right, this is the Ben Maller Show. The Ben Maller Show. So we have the rebuttal. We've got that. And please fill out the form. All right. So again, we've got the rebuttal. And please fill out the form. We'll get to that. And we will do it next.
Can you step right up in my face so I could take one shot and put you down? Because you can't even stand up in my face and say a word in my face. Because you won't stand up, because I'll take one shot and take you down, baby. Because it won't even matter, because I will punch you down, and I'll make some blood, baby.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I don't know, I was drunk.
I feel like giving a ride on my John Deere.
Well, now you think I'm wasted, cause I blew a point for two. You might think I have a drinking problem. My cologne smells like a fresh brew. Well, lady, you know I chug ya.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music, like this original song written by a member of the Maller Militia. And he plays all the sound bites as well. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Arriba, arriba, arriba. Andale, andale, epa.
And alive from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We began the hour grading LeBron's latest rant. We've got the rebuttal coming up and fill out the form. Also later this hour, as you have been hearing here, Ask Ben. Your questions are answers. Get them in right now. Use the hashtag Ask Ben on Twitter. and we may use your question on the show. Double O Mexican says, A-plus monologue, Big Ben. What a bunch of pussy willows. I'm working 18 hours a day, 7 days a week right now. I should tell my bosses I need a vacation so I won't get hurt. Bunch of sissies. And he says, F. Altuve. Absolutely.
Altuve! 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 Altuve!
Robin Vegas writes and says, hey, LaPerse, shut the blank up. How about that? You overpaid piece of trash. Keep making crappy movies and bowing down in the playoffs out of the first round. Man, I hate this guy. Take your talents to China, he says. Interesting. All right, who else do we have? Page down. Can't read that one on the air. Kevin says, do you think that load management is actually contributing to the injuries? Players, a lot of players who played a lot of sports in my youth, I was more likely to tweak things than when I didn't play off as often as I did. Manic Mike says, your LeBron James monologue was classic until you screwed up the classic line by the church lady. Well, no, that church lady had more than one catchphrase. Well, isn't that special? That's one of them. But I'm Manic Mike, look it up. I remember watching the church. I had a buddy that loved that skit on Saturday Night Live and lived for it and had it, all the lines. And yeah, isn't that special is one of them. But the other one is also there. So you're wrong. All right, to the phones we go. Beer drinking Brian is in Kansas City. Hello, beer drinking Brian. Well, he's alive. He's breathing.
He told me that Half Pint wanted to get on.
Oh, really? All right. How long is the how long do you think the delay is before Half Pint realizes that beer drinking Brian's on the air? Maybe she's sleeping too. Yeah. It's interesting.
How long is that the clock?
All right. Thank you for that, beer drinking Brian. We'll put you on hold there. Get more sleep. Let's go to Chemtrail Manual in San Antonio. Hello, Chemtrail.
What's going on, Ben?
Oh, look, you flew in with George Jetson. That's cool.
Yeah, I sure did. Tell Roberto that my girlfriend loves that sound, man. She really gets a kick out of that.
Yeah, it's a great soundbite.
Wow.
Wonderful, thank you.
Wonderful clip, absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. Have you seen any chemtrails or UFOs lately here?
Yes.
You have?
14 jets took off of Lackland, and they left enough chemtrails to cover up almost the whole sky here.
Yeah. I was reading the story. You know, this is not, I'm going to go full Art Bell or George Norrie coast to coast, but I did see the headline that UFOs could pose a threat to America's national security. Really? You think? think? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why Biden went to Russia to go talk to Putin, because he knew that the UFOs are talking to Putin. You know how he looks.
No. The UFOs, if they're going to talk to anybody, it's Adam Silver. Adam Silver's the guy they're going to talk to. Adam Silver's from their home, wherever out in the cosmos they're at.
Don't forget Sam Cassell.
Now, Sam Cassell also. Yeah,
Sam Cassell too. Yeah, that's right. That's
Popeye
right.
Popeye Jones. He's
Popeye
on that
Jones.
List. Yeah. Paul McKeskey. He looked like he was from a different planet. He's old school, though.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But I still believe in Putin, though, man. I know he's in with him. He's got to be with him.
You believe in Putin?
Yeah, but I like your monologue about LeBron James.
Well, thank you.
There's so many people over here that are working for pennies, and him over here making $250 million a year, you know, for his contract or whatever. He just doesn't understand how people.
No. Need. He does. Listen, LeBron doesn't care. He understands. He doesn't care. I mean, obviously, when he was a kid, he didn't have a lot of money. And LeBron should make a lot of money. I'm not saying LeBron shouldn't. He's the big star in the NBA. He should make a lot of money. But just don't be a douchebag. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And he's being a big douchebag right now.
That's right. Absolutely.
I can't unbelieve it. But anyway, thanks a lot, Ben.
More important, how's your health, man? How you doing, man?
I am doing great. Good. I'm doing real great. Right. Thank you and Eddie and yeah. Roberto and Coop for laying me the good intentions and the good vibes.
All right.
Really appreciate it. Really, really appreciate it.
Glad you're doing well. Keep going.
I am. I'm going to hang in there and keep on flying.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. All right. Go away. I'll hang up. that is great. So the rebuttal is outstanding. So the NBA has responded to LeBron James. Now, we gave you the LeBron rant, and LeBron was on the whambulance there. He was very upset. So the NBA came back, and in a stunning move, the NBA, which has always kowtowed to LeBron James, right? They're very afraid of LeBron. LeBron is much more important than the NBA. LeBron can go to a party with Drake, violate their little COVID protocols, and not get fined, where Dirk Nowitzki goes to a jiggle joint and gets fined, right? Same action, but one gets fined, one doesn't. Anyway, so following the rant by LeBron, he blamed the lack of rest and the condensed schedule for all the injuries during the postseason. The NBA then responded by pointing out, pointing out that the injury rate is consistent with previous seasons. It seems, you know, it's the myopic nature of, oh my God, it's happening right now, and human beings, whatever's happening now is the worst thing ever, blah, 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 blah. Some NBA spokeshack named Mike Bass, I don't know who that is, he offered a comment to Mark Stein, former OC guy, Saddleback College guy, Mark Stein, who now works at the New York Times. But Mark Stein, according to the NBA spokesman, asked about LeBron's criticism, said injury rates were virtually the same this season as they were during the 2019-20 season, while starter level and all-star players missed games due to injury at similar rates as the last three seasons. What woe? Yeah, that's Scooby-Doo chiming in. Can I have some Scooby snacks? We don't have any Scooby snacks. Are they in the vending machine? Do we have any? Yeah. Some guys want to do the vending machine draft, and they filled up the vending machine. They've no longer stopped filling it up. It's the vending machine guy comes in.
Raise up the prices, too.
Yeah.
That's how I bring my own stuff now.
Still upset. I will not say the person's name, but there was a glitch in the vending machine here where everything was much cheaper than it was marked in the vending machine. And some human being decided to go to management and be the snitch and say, hey, that Snicker bar, it says it's a dollar, but it's 50 cents. You know, something like that.
Wow.
Like, who does that? Why would you do that?
Loser.
It's not right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mentioned earlier, it was a fairly big day of news out of the NBA. We had a couple of coaches being let go. We talked about the Chris Paul news. Also, did you see that the Mavericks have said so long to GM and president of basketball operations Donnie Nelson? Now, you and I, Ben, remember his dad, Don Nelson.
Yeah, Don Nelson, head coach. He's retired. He lives in Hawaii and smokes weed.
Smokes a ton of weed.
But, with Willie Nelson. He's neighbors of Willie Nelson. How amazing is that?
But Donnie Nelson, his son, had been with the Mavericks franchise for the past 24 years.
Yeah.
In a lot of different capacities, and they've decided to part ways.
So, I wonder why.
There you go.
Yeah. My name is Luca. Well, the funny thing is, I love that the NBA is so good at artificially creating drama, right? It's what they do in the NBA. So there was a story out that was like, Donnie Nelson took a shot
Donnie Nelson Jr. took a shot at Luka during the playoffs. And so then Luka, as a result, was trying to get him fired. Well, now there's a story like, well, Luka's really upset that Donnie Nelson Jr. is out. Make your mind up. You can't have it both ways.
My name is Luka.
And I lost to the Clippers 2 years in a row in the playoffs. Got to change that song around. Change that song around. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. So fill out the form. This is for Tweedledee and Tweedledum, the great Serge Ibaka. Serge Ibaka sending out the form. He says, please make sure you fill out the form appropriately. Let me know if you have any questions. Thank you. The form, which he sent out on social media, is it's a, you know what this is, Eddie? Did you see this? You didn't see this?
I did not see it.
It is a Paul George apology form. And it's to Paul George from, and then you got to write your name, date, you got to date it, and reasons for behavior. And I'm thinking that Serge Ibaka is a Maller Militia listener. One of the answers was very similar to something we say a lot on this show. So the answers that you could check, that you got to check the box, you know, reasons for behavior, the Paul George apology form from Serge Ibaka. The media convinced me he was done. I miss Shai too much, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I was jealous of PG. I didn't watch the actual games. You could check that box. I don't know basketball. That's the one you could check. But the one that really relates to our show on the Paul George apology form from Serge Ibaka, Mercury was in retrograde. Interesting. I wonder if Serge Ibaka is a client of the Sports Sorceress in the Bay Area. Interesting. And then the final box is, I will hereby respect Paul George and I will not talk down to the future first ballot Hall of Famer. So I understand Coop's filling out his form right now, and Roberto says he will do it right after the show. And when are you filling out your form, Eddie? Your Paul George apology form? When will that happen?
Hey, Paul George is a fellow Bulldog.
Some shots at him, though. You know, you
did. I don't think so.
No, you did. You got caught.
Yeah, he takes shots at former.
You got
Bulldogs.
Caught up on that, Eddie.
No, I don't. You did. I was talking about Derek Carr.
No, you were taking shots at the Clippers. You took an indirect shot at Paul George. Indirect shot at Paul George. You did.
No, I always have the Bulldogs' backs.
Nah, that's not true. Not the guy with the samurai sword. You didn't defend him.
Can we save the apology till he actually wins something?
He just won a game on the road.
A game?
Yes.
Mm.
Game five.
Got a trophy?
Put up the banner.
Look how upset. Look how upset Coop is. Look how upset.
I'm not upset.
It's kind of right. These guys are going
to go. What kind of trophy to get for that?
One win away from the West. Clipper Darryl's going to be
off. They've been one win away before, though, right?
Yes, that's correct.
No, but they've never been in a situation where they've had like this, where
yeah.
they win on the road, in game
great
five.
History.
This is magic. It's a magic carpet ride. Let's go to the phones. Big Rig Rob, the highways and byways of the Evergreen State. Hello, Big Rig Rob.
Hey, Ben. How are you tonight?
Rob, we are number one with guys named Rob that listen to sports radio. Yes, we're kings of the Robs. We're robber barons is what we are.
Oh, hands down. There's so many Robs. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. Now, when you were a kid, were you surrounded by a lot of other kids that had the same name Rob, or were you like the only Rob?
Literally, I think I was the only one. Okay. I think I'm the only Robert I grew up with. But,
yeah, I was the only Ben. There was a lot of Bens when I was a kid. Yeah.
But, Ben, this is a glorious day for Clipper Nation. Not only did you guys handle your business in Utah, that hack of a coach, Doc Rivers, showed his true colors.
Yeah.
And I think his next move should be to go to the Blazers. See, because the Blazers have a history of mediocrity. So there's no pressure for Doc Rivers to even get past the second round because the Blazers won't even get out of the first round. So right there, he's an immediate success as a Trailblazer head coach.
Well, I don't know how else to say it. Doc Rivers in the playoffs is often a kamikaze mission. That's kind of how this goes with Doc. I mean, let's be honest here. And now you're just waiting for the Sonics to come back, Big Rig Rob, so you want to punish the Trailblazers with Doc Rivers?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I understand.
Absolutely.
I'm on to you. All right. Thank you, Rob. Let's go to Dominique, who's in Texas. We've got Ask Ben Your Questions, Our Answers. Hello, Dominique.
How you doing tonight?
Boy, there's a lot going on, Dominique. You got the show on. You're on speakerphone. Dominique, you're on a bunch of... Come on now, pick up the phone. Don't big time the show, Dominique.
Yeah, I'm coming.
All right.
How are you doing today?
All right. If I was any better, I'd be Dominique, but not you. I'd be Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight film from back in the day.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
Shit, I already know this motherfucker.
You gonna leave that in the podcast, Coop?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? It's a podcast. Well, listen, you gotta get your money's worth. That guy got his money's worth. I mean,
you know. I got two in there. He tried it.
Got the double whammy. All right, ask Ben. Your questions, our answers for the rest of the hour. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. But catch up on shows you might have missed on demand, around the clock, via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content. And give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. Now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's now time for...
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And away we go. It's Ask Ben. Your questions are answers for the rest of the hour. As Larry King, the late broadcaster, would say, pass the mic over to Koopa Loop. I did see people complaining, Roberto. Ocho Texo said that we need Roberto to be less attentive because it's difficult to decipher the caller profanity. It gets dumb, so.
Listen to the podcast.
That's right. We're trying to help the podcast numbers. You download the Ben Maller Show podcast. Give us 5 stars. All right. What do you got over there, Koopa Loop? It's Ask Ben and Friends.
All right. This is a question for everybody. This is from Alf the Alien Opiner.
In Springfield, Mass, where Muffet McGraw's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. If your significant other was on a diet, would you give up pizza and ice cream to be a good partner?
Oh, God, no. No. My wife's on this gluten-free bullcrap, and I eat all the kinds of gluten right in front of her. Right in front. I'll eat sandwiches and bread and all that. No, come on. That's her mishigas. I got my own. My problem, I don't eat. She eats in front of me. She eats stuff I don't want to eat because I fast a lot during the week. So we you know, go back and forth. Eddie?
Yeah, I'm not gonna. She doesn't need any like support. She's got an iron will. I mean,
yeah.
She will get like boxes and boxes of Girl Scout cookies, and they put them in the freezer, and she'll eat like one a month or some stupid thing. I'm like, I'll eat them all in a week, but there's still these boxes and boxes of Girl Scout cookies in there that are hers. I can't touch them, and they're there for years.
Well, they don't last for years, Eddie.
The freezer, they do. They do.
Yeah. No, I also have the same Girl Scout cookie problem where my wife cannot say no to the coworkers that have the daughters selling the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, so Deb Carson cleans up on the Garcias.
Yeah, so we end up buying an S load of Girl Scout cookies, and I like them. But then my wife will put them away, and I won't know where they are, and so they'll go bad by the time it's like a wild goose chase trying to find them. What about you, Roberto?
Yeah, I would. My wife would never give up pizza, and she would never give up ice cream.
She's a good woman. That's why.
Yeah.
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 There you go. My wife only, she's like gluten-free pizza. I don't even know what that is.
And my wife and my daughter have too much ice cream because I can't have it. So that.
Because the diabetes. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. What about you, Coop?
We would have to agree on, the particular type of diet.
Yeah.
When I first got together with her, she was doing the whole pescatarian thing.
Oh yeah, well, you can eat fish but not meat.
Yes, and I did not participate in that with her.
Yeah,
and she eventually broke down and brought meat back into her diet because she was tired of eating at separate places than me. But when we do agree on like a diet thing, what I'll do is sometimes just I'll go and get something and eat something after I. Like the show ends because she's asleep and she has no idea.
Jack in the Box on the way home or something like that.
Yeah, a Western bagel or something.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, the bagels when they're freshly made. Yeah. Oh, there's nothing better than
yes.
That. Donuts and bagels when they're fresh out of the oven. Holy crap. That's a reason to be alive. All right, what is next? It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers.
All right, Ben, this is a question. I guess it's just for you.
Oh, okay, good. Just for me. I'm going to be like LeBron. Make it all about me.
This is from Shane in Des Moines.
Hi, Shane.
He wants to know, what is the worst movie you have ever seen? Where did you see it, and who did you see it with?
You know, I don't think there's any singular movie, and I've never walked out of a movie. When I was a kid, I used to go, and my mom would drop me and my friends off, and we'd just bounce from theater to theater to theater. I had great memories of that. But I'm pretty good with anything if you just give me a big enough bucket of popcorn. Now, being married now, I have walked out of movies because there's been movies my wife does not like, and then she'll be like, we're getting out of here. And I'm like, well, just let me eat my popcorn. And she'll be like, no, the movie's terrible. And then the worst part of that is she doesn't ask for refunds.
Oh, my. What?
Right?
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
That's what I'm saying. She's, oh, no, I don't want to bother the people. No. That's what I say. Bother them.
Yeah. You should get your money back, dude.
I love my wife. She's a very honest person. My wife, I told her one time, I said, we had to return something to Costco. So I said, listen, just return it. They have, at that time, Costco's return policy, you could return it whenever. So it's an open-ended return policy. So she goes up to the counter to return whatever it was. I forget what it was. And she tells the person at Costco, says, why are you returning this? Well, my husband said you can return it whenever. I said, no, you don't say that. You can't. It's the first rule of returning something from Costco. You know what I mean?
My dad loves that Costco return policy.
Oh, it's a
man.
Wonderful return policy.
You don't even have to give a reason. You just say, I don't want it.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And there she is. Well, my husband said you can return it whenever.
I saw that with a Christmas tree, and I don't know if they actually took it or not, but the guy was in line with the Christmas tree after Christmas. He's
No. Eddie, the best ever, I saw a woman in line with a pizza box.
Oh,
A pizza box.
I took back some cookies recently because they were terrible.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. What is next here? It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers.
All right. This is a question for everybody from Manic Mike.
All right.
Bratwurst, kielbasa, Polish sausage, or hot dog?
Yes, please.
I'm a Finway monster dog guy. That's my hot dog of choice. And then,
so hot dog.
But I like the Polish as well. You know, I'm Polish blood. So what about you, Eddie?
I like all of them. Yeah. They're all great.
You'd be good
at
like a Brewers game where they have the sausage.
If you were walking up to a concession stand and you had the choice
I'll go bratwurst then.
All right, okay. I'll go hot dog. Roberto?
Yeah, I'm going to go hot dog probably also.
All right.
But it's got to be beef. Beef Frank.
All beef.
Yeah.
Not the boiled ones.
It's got to be
grilled. What about you, Coop?
Hot dog is the safe choice, and I would probably do that most often. But if it's a good-looking bratwurst, that's where I'm going to go.
I'm so mad that they got rid of Costco. They got rid of the Polish sausage, man.
Yeah.
Oh, those things are good. Blow.
Yeah. At least they brought back the berry sundae. They got rid of that for a while.
But that Polish sausage was so good. Yeah, man.
All right, what is next? It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers for the rest of the hour.
A late night drug tester wants to know, if you had a job on The Simpsons, where would you work?
Oh, man. I would love to hang out with Krusty the Clown on Krusty the Clown Show. That would be fun. What about you, Eddie?
I'd work at the Quickie Mart.
Quickie Mart.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my answer, Quickie Mart.
Did they get rid of Apu? I think they got rid of him.
Well, the guy who voiced Apu got woke, so he couldn't do the voice anymore.
Wonderful. Coop, anywhere in the comic book store, maybe, Coop, you can hang out.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. Yeah, that's better than my answer.
What was your answer going to be?
I was going to say at the nuclear plant.
Nah.
Worst answer ever.
Release the hounds, right? And all that stuff. All right. There it is. Ask Ben.
Actually, I work at Moe's.
Moe's, the bar with Barney.
That's where I would work at.
With Barney the drunk, sure. He's like beer drinking Brian.